One type of support that we use in the classroom a lot to help children with disabilities be successful are visual supports. Visual supports can range from pictures to symbols to words to photographs to anything that helps make the expectation more clear. They help to make the abstract more concrete. What exactly is it that we expect the child to do? So we can have a visual support that tells the child the steps of a transition. It might be hang up your coat, hang up your backpack, get a book, come to circle. And there may be four steps on a schedule that we give a child with a disability to help them be more successful. Another thing we do with visual supports is help children with disabilities understand how to use some of the materials in the classroom. For example, in the dramatic play area, we may have some play scripts with simple pictures of how to play with the baby dolls. First, you pick up the baby, then you feed the baby, then you give the baby a bath, then you put the baby to bed. And there may be pictures to illustrate every step of that chain, every step of that process for the child with disabilities. You can use that same strategy in the block area. So if I have a child with a disability who's not very skilled with block building, I can have pictures of block structures that are there for them to imitate. I provide the models with visual supports so that there's extra support embedded within the physical environment of the classroom. We can ensure that every child has a schedule so that they know what the expectations are, they know what's happening next, they know what to expect, and they know what's required to be successful in that environment.